Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy, shake it to the boogie, don't stop the boogie.
I don't think that was full.
That's good enough.
That was solid. Awesome. Solid.
What's up, shotties? Welcome to the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, except...
What?
It's after hours.
What's that?
And we're not doing any of that stuff. The way after hours works is we record this directly after our regular games episode where we take a bunch of shots.
Yeah.
And this is where we kind of just shoot the shit, catch up what we've been up to, maybe play a game or two, and then end with some recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
What have y'all been up to?
Chris?
Same old shit.
I honestly don't know if I have anything exciting to bring up, actually.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Fucking Astros won.
Oh, yeah. We are the champions.
Suck on that.
Oh, man.
Hey, we called it. Our last episode, two episodes before this, we said Astros will be World Series champs.
We manifested it, guys.
Manifested the fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then 1 year from now, Astros will be doing a back-to-back.
Wow, damn. You better buy your mattresses now.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Buy your mattress now.
People got...
We already re-signed the manager. Dusty's coming back.
Yep.
And the GM, Click.
Oh, they re-signed Click?
I think Click's back.
Okay. Because I hear some rumors that if we don't sign Click, we're trying to get back Luno.
Don't know who these people are.
Oh, stats god.
Luno is the guy, was the GM that assembled.
Oh.
Wait, did we get Click? I think that's what I heard today.
Oh, okay. Because yesterday people were like, oh, if they don't sign Click, they're going to try and get back Jeff Luno.
Oh.
Who's the one who put together Correa, Springer,
Bregman, oh, shit.
Drafted all those guys. Who had to get fired, you know, because of the punishment for cheating. But, you know, whatever. Everybody in the MLB cheats.
Whatever.
Tired of blah, blah, blah. I know if any shotties are not Astros
I don't
fans,
think it's there yet.
It's not official yet.
No.
Yeah, so they re-signed Dusty. They said they're working on Verlander. Hopefully they're working on Yuli too,
because
he picked back up in the postseason even after a kind of so-so regular season, and yeah, we might run it back, dude.
It's in discussions.
It's in discussions with Clint. So, just a little rundown of the World Series.
Yeah,
game one here, boom, 5-0, we're up big, feeling like nothing can stop us.
Yep,
and then bam, 5-5 tied. We're like, holy shit. And then it goes all the way to the 10th, I believe, one inning after the game should have ended. And
catcher.
Yep. It's they score. Game ends. They win one in Houston. Mm-hmm. Game two, also in Houston. We take it back.
You know,
we had excellent pitching that game, right? Not that's not the pitching game, but That was like good pitching from Framber, right?
Yeah, Framber held it down. He held it down.
He held it down. We did good. We win game two. All right, we go to Philly. Game one in Philly.
We got
absolutely crushed.
Yeah.
Fucking abodied.
We gave him the game.
Lance McCullers getting absolutely demolished after Bryce Harper figured out what his pitching habit was that night.
That was crazy.
He called it in the first inning, and then bam, 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 like three or four home runs.
Yeah. Wow, I did not watch that game.
It was Onich. And then, what do you call it? And then the three of us,
we clap back.
Your hosts, went to the game. I went to the game was in Philly, but Minute Maid had watch parties.
Yep.
We went to that watch party.
That was really cool.
We turned the juju around, the three of
us.
Oh,
yes.
Yep.
And then a fucking combined no-hitter.
Yep.
Game four.
Never seen before, or only seen once. Oh, wait, the first combined.
The first combined no-hitter. I mean, it's not as impressive as a single no-hitter, but also,
you know,
we're playing a series. We're trying to...
Yeah.
Dusty doesn't...
Dusty said, like, times have changed. It would have been cool, but, you know.
None of those were, like, our, like, ace guys either.
No.
Yeah. That's why I fucking love how deep our shit is.
Christian Javier is...
Yes. Oh,
a goddamn god.
Dude. His bonus is, like, 10,000.
Dude.
Damn.
How
what?
He was... Like, low-key, he could have been, like, wild that he's our fourth best pitcher.
Damn. Yeah. You started game seven,
four.
Right? Or game...
Just four.
Who did game... Oh, that was Valdez, right? Game... The final game? Game six?
Yeah, Framber again.
Okay,
Framber,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we win that game. We're all there. We wear the...
It's hype as fuck.
Hype as fuck. Minute Maid going crazy.
We had a rally, that, like, fifth inning rally.
Yeah. Yeah. Fifth game, still in Philly. Last game in Philly.
That one was a butt clincher.
That was the turning.
Yeah.
We were up 5 in that one too, right? 5-0 in that one. I forget.
I don't know. I think it was neck and neck the whole game.
Yeah. Oh, game 5 is when it pretty much. I think
that was the epic Chaz McCormick catch.
It was. Yeah.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
pretty much. That catch, and then also
Mancini.
Mancini's defensive.
Yeah, Mancini's defensive.
His
plays.
Out whenever he had to replace Yuli after Yuli got hurt.
So clutch. Yeah.
Those two plays saved the fuck. Okay, so.
Defense wins championships, guys.
So I was wearing the same exact outfit that whole game, right? I was watching in my house, watching the whole game, same outfit from game 4.
Yeah.
It's the 8th, bottom of the 7th.
Yeah.
Things are looking pretty good. I think we're up legit 5-0. I could be wrong.
Yeah, they had like a late run.
And then Nancy was like, do you want to come to bed or do you want to keep watching out here? And I was like, you know what? It's bottom of the 7th, you know. I'm being crazy, superstition, you know. So I got in my pajamas, got in bed, one hit happened. I sat up a little bit. And then they scored again. And then I fucking got up. I put I put the outfit back on. I was watching
Holy
right next
shit.
To my TV. I was like, come on, please.
Oh, no.
Dude, Nancy's trying to sleep. I have the lights on. I'm like, we can't.
Damn.
And then
that's epic.
Defensive play. And then followed by
that
another defensive play.
So crazy, man.
Yeah.
This, I want to just watch it all again. I want to relive like each game that the first game. Like of Jordan in the
in Seattle.
In Seattle.
Or here, but against Seattle.
Yeah. Against Seattle here. That game was crazy. And then like one of the next games they went to like what 18 rounds? Like
18
innings. Oh yeah, that's right.
Like, golly, that was a
that's fucking ownage.
A battle.
And to sweep that
oh
team.
My dude. To sweep two teams in a row.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Dude,
you can't talk. You can't say shit. You can't say fucking
what
shit.
What is that? Yeah. 3-4-4. So what is that? That's 11-2 in the postseason?
Yeah.
Just godlike.
Dude, come on. Okay, and then game 5 ends. 2 defensive plays. We're up. We're up 3-2. Game 6 in Houston. Mm-hmm. We're back at it. I'm wearing the same outfit again. Chris is wearing the same outfit.
Yep.
Ryan is doing his thing of changing every time. Dude.
Same underwear.
No, I changed underwear. what do you call it? And then that game started. I think we got a home run first.
We had that game started with like back-to-back-to-back doubles. No, that was a different game.
I think Pena hit a home run in the first.
Yeah,
right?
In the first, right? Mm. Anyways, we're up pretty much that whole game, but the big moment of that.
Huge moment.
I think Phillies tied it. It was 1-1.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Where did they score their one?
Yeah. Right
yeah.
They're in the sixth.
Oh, they scored before us.
Yeah.
Okay, so they scored. It was 1-0.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. There was no Pena hit. Yeah, they scored before us. Yeah, yeah.
I think Pena was game 5.
Yeah, Schwarber hit.
Yeah,
Schwarber hit. He hit it on Framber.
Yep.
Home run. And then the very next inning.
The rally.
As soon as they put in fucking Alvarado,
They pulled their pitcher super early. they wanted the Alvarado in there because they wanted left-hand to left-hand.
Idiots.
And then Yordan hit the biggest fucking home run I've ever seen in my life.
Straight down the fucking center of the fucking field.
So if you've ever seen Minute Maid, they have like a big green grass wall with the Houston Astros logo on it.
Yeah.
I have never in my life seen a home run hit there.
No.
Yeah. It's
never.
It's literally from home plate straight in front of it. So that's the widest.
I think Chicago has equivalents. It's called like the green machine or something like that, where they have a huge wall.
Uh-huh.
And that wall is like double.
Oh, shit.
Something ridiculous much more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was like 450 feet where he hit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Yordan was 450 feet where he hit. That's fucking insane. And what I think is so cool is the guy who got the ball was wearing an Alvarez jersey.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then did you also hear that somebody tried to buy it off of him that night?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Some guy walked up to him and said, I'll buy that ball from you for $100,000.
Holy shit.
He said no.
Holy shit.
He said no.
I am too poor to like not take that off.
Yordan hit 450 feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Incredible.
Is that a world record?
I don't. Probably
not. No.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some crazy ones.
We're just too high.
But for me personally, I only watch Astros.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Rockets. I only watch the Rockets. I'm not watching the whole league. So for me, that's the most crazy home run I've ever seen in my life.
That was crazy. Dude, just Yordan hitting home runs is like so
bombs.
Yeah.
Dude, he hit like 100 plus.
I'll never forget the walk-off. Against Seattle, I had to rewatch that. Just seeing every person's reaction, Bregman's reaction, Altuve's reaction, Baker's reaction. I had to watch them all. But then I also did that the same with this fucking World Series. Like, pop, you just know when you hear that sound, the crack of a bat, it's just like.
And then you see like the angle that they're looking, you're like, you're fucked. When you see everybody's head turned, you're like, you're fucked. It's over, buddy. Dude, I can't get over the fact that it went where it went.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
In game 6 of the World Series?
In game 6. And he was hot Seattle. Hot, hot, hot Seattle.
Yeah.
New York, cold. Mm. This World Series.
Finally.
Pretty fucking cold. Yeah. Altuve was cold the whole postseason. Yeah. And then him and Pena are the fucking heroes of game 5.
Yeah.
And then Yordan's cold besides Seattle. Mm. Goddamn hero of game 6.
It's a full team effort, destiny.
Yeah.
But you need it's a full team effort, but you need those like superstars to take you off. You know?
One big hit, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, incredible!
So much fun.
I know if you're not an Astros, if you're a baseball fan and you're not an Astros fan, I know this hurts. I just know it hurts.
Oh yeah.
I have some coworkers that are like, you know, not from Houston or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, cheaters this, cheaters that. Like 2017 doesn't count. Oh, asterisk this, asterisk that. And blah, blah, blah. And Seattle in 5 or Yankees in six, Phillies in seven.
Yeah.
All postseason. And I'm just like,
suck it.
Dude, yeah. it feels so good.
They can't talk right now.
It feels good. They Your can't. Tears feel so bad. Dude, in fucking baseball games, whenever they cut to the crowd and it's just people like just it's down bad.
Yeah.
Just down so bad. Just yeah.
I loved seeing Philly just like
defeated.
taking out the game, like just
leaving in the seventh, leaving in the eighth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, New York also just seeing New York, them just
New
like,
York okay maybe just because you know
rival.
We're the South and we're chill or whatever
yeah
but like I love you know I love that we're winning. I love championship baseball.
Oh yeah,
championship sports. But I never want to be like beating the shit out of random like opposing
fans.
Like they fucking jumped some Houston fan in the bathroom. He like left on a stretcher.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. Philly. Yeah. They tried to hit Mattress Mac.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
78-year-old man.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Some woman was like, I hope you enjoy burning in hell because that's where you're going to be. To Mattress Mac.
What the? That makes
and
no sense.
And he didn't say anything to her. He was just cheering that we scored. He's like, yeah, he's high fiving all the Bleacher Report betting guys because, you know, he put in like the world's biggest bet or whatever.
You know what they said? After that, sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good.
But they said that Caesars is going to get hit so bad that their earnings this quarter is going to be like a miss.
An L?
Yeah.
Wow. Because of Mattress Mac.
They have to lower expectations on their earnings.
Wow.
Because he like hella took money.
Dude, he took $75 million
what
from
a
them.
Gangsta.
Oh, God.
But yeah, did you see that Philly was also like closing restaurants to Houstonians?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... When
game four,
yeah,
game New York 30. Didn't do this to us, I think, but they did it to whoever they were playing before us. I forget who they were playing in that round. I think Cleveland, the Guardians.
Yeah,
the Guardians could not book a hotel in New York, like the whole team. So
that's fucked up.
So like the last game, I think their game was a game seven for them. It's a 7-game series.
Yeah, they went to seven.
No, that's a 5-game series. Because that was when we were still playing.
It was round one?
Yeah, it was round
one. Oh, round one.
So 5-game series, game five, deciding game. They tied. It was 2-2. The Guardians had to book hotels all across Manhattan the night before.
Wow. That Dead is ass. Ridiculous.
Like, it's so scummy.
You know, I was just talking with my father-in-law today. He said that the pizza places... that didn't serve the Astros, they were claiming that, oh, it was just too big of an order.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is kind of a big order, but that's, I doubt it. Cause
you would turn down business?
Like, yeah, he's like, why would you turn down, like, they're asking for two meals for 2 days with, like, 50 plus pizzas, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
New York pizzerias are literally serving 24 hours by the slice pizza.
Yeah.
They're churning these things out. They can make 50 pizzas.
I was looking on like a Reddit or like, I don't know, a Bleacher Report thread when we were losing game three and someone was saying like, did the Astros even eat today? Like, because we're getting spanked that game.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, did the Astros even eat today? Because two restaurants denied food to the Astros.
Good God.
Man, like.
That is fucked up. Dude. That is really fucked up, man. That's really fucked up. When you're taking away, so like, a human's like necessity.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ.
For a competitive advantage.
Ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
You deserve the sweep.
Yeah. 100%. Fucking assholes. dude, that was cool. Like when we went to the watch party and stuff, like during the game, I remember seeing like there was those three Philly fans in the front rows or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, they were talking shit during the whole game. Everyone was talking shit. But as soon as it ended, dude, when they were walking up, people were like high fiving, like, oh, good game, guys. Like,
dude, everybody was dapping them the fuck up.
Yeah, that's a SoCo. That's a SoCo here.
Yeah. The Phillies fans were like talking shit, but like they were like on purpose. They were like eating.
Yeah, they
it
were
up.
Acting like heels in wrestling.
Yeah. And then all the people around them knew that they were fucking doing it on purpose. So nobody was actually trying to fucking hit these guys.
Yeah, there's
or
no
start
true animosity.
Shit. Everybody's just like, oh, let's get in their face and go Astros.
Yeah.
Even middle fingers because they're giving us middle fingers. But nothing ever hinting
of
at
violence. You know?
Yeah.
Of violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was at most like verbal. Like, was it like Philly suck? You know, but you know, like. Yeah. after that. When I saw them like walking up and like just
everybody
like
dapping.
Yeah, everyone dapping, like, good game, guys. I was like, God, that is such a good fucking feeling.
Yeah.
Seeing that. I was like, that's like peak sportsmanship to me.
Yeah.
And like, cause they weren't, you know, like pushing people and shit, like, oh, fuck out of here, Houston sucks, whatever. They were also giving back daps, like, oh man, yeah, we lost, whatever, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's cool. That was really wholesome and nice.
That's how I think sports should be.
Yeah.
But course. New York and I guess just Northeast teams in general are
well, also
pretty,
fucking LA.
And LA sucks too. I feel like it wasn't an Astros fan, but I feel like somebody got stabbed in a Dodgers game before. Fuck. They bring it up a lot. Also Oakland. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. Houston is just, you know,
fucking
we're pumped up, but we're not fucking violent. I don't know. Oh, it's too chill for that.
Ridiculous. Should never get that bad.
It's a fucking kids game.
Yeah. It is a kids game. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I wish I could play it well enough.
But dude. World Series champions again. How much money did y'all spend in World Series gear? Did y'all buy shit?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Oh man. Okay. So it was funny because like Bri and I are like huge like merch fucking freaks. So like literally every time the Astros had made it to the World Series, as soon as like, you know,
the World Series hats and shirts
come
out.
Yeah. As soon as Dick's opens up, we get there. Right. So like, we were watching at Ray and Keisha's house, and our friend Ratterson was there. So
at the Dick's or at Rand's.
Oh, at Ray's. So we were all there watching and stuff, and the entire time, me and Beer like, guys, if we win, like, we are jetting out of here and like running to Dick's to get gear.
Oh, so you went with him that night?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Well, they went with us more likely because they didn't believe us because like we were like cheering and she like yeah, and then like we grabbed her bag and like.
What inning did y'all leave?
Oh no, we left. We had to finish the game.
Oh, and y'all were still first in line?
Not first. We were kind of in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the line moved quick. It was like letting like 10, 15 people in at a time. So we weren't in line for a long time at all.
Nice.
So like yeah, we were like cheering and stuff, but like fucking Keisha was like after Yordan hit, she was like, "All right, can we go? Can we go?" And it was only the sixth, and we're like, "We're waiting until we have a confirmed kill to fucking go and line up."
Yeah,
and it was just funny, because they were like trying to go and like so that you know we could beat the line, and me and Ray were like, "No, we're not leaving until we officially beat them," and then you know we officially beat them and like you know we're cheering and shit, and I'm like, "All right, we're going. Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks for having us." And then Keisha was like, "Wait, y'all were serious?" And yeah, we.
I did that last year for sure, or the year
2017.
Yeah, that's when I first learned about lining up for shit. I went with the Mayor Buenos,
right?
And I was like, dude, their academy was OD though. Holy shit! Like their academy was like almost all the way down to Highway 6.
Damn.
The line was that long. It's in line for at least 3 hours.
Dude, okay. I think I low key liked the merch better in 2017.
I agree.
Than the merch this year.
I'm trying to just get I like the black shirt. I don't like the gray shirt that everyone got, you know.
Oh, the locker room shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one.
But wait, when are you talking about? This year or 2017?
This year.
Okay, yeah. There are some cool designs that I like with the names and like some brackets on the back and stuff like that. I'm like, do I want official merch? Or do you want like something like that?
Yeah, I've been looking at secondhand, and some of the secondhand designs are cooler. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, you should see the one I made.
Ooh,
I think it's right?
Yeah.
I want to get the one with the trophy though on the hat.
I like
on the side.
Oh wait, never
mind.
I got the one with the trophy on the front.
Oh really?
It says champs behind it.
Yeah.
Oh okay, nice. The one that they were wearing on the parade.
Yeah. I was low key. 2017 had my favorite hat. I wore it all the fucking time. It was black. But then I had the orange star, white H. So it looked like a regular Astros hat, but instead of like navy, it was black.
Yeah. Well, this one
it's
is
very
just
simple.
Like
the- but I can't ever find. I was low-key hoping they would redo the same exact hat because it was Nike.
Mm-hmm.
The hat was Nike, and Nike is like the official, you know, merchandise of the MLB.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, they'll just redo it.
Why is there Fanatics though?
Fanatics is just like the hosting site for all of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Fanatics was like the.
They make their own like Fanatic jersey.
Oh, okay.
At least for basketball. I don't know about baseball.
Hmm.
I like the shirt that I got, but yeah, I think they're only like when we went to Dick's, Because obviously, I think Academy and Dick's kind of get like different merch.
Yeah.
I thought there was some pretty cool stuff at Dick's. I really, really like the shirt that I got just because of like the material of the shirt. It was, it's a cotton, but it was a slub cotton. And slub cotton means it's like kind of more natural. It looks like kind of not distressed, but like uneven. The lines look uneven. And then it has like kind of like a vintage-ish print on it. I thought that one was cool. They didn't have the champ hats though. They didn't have like just like the normal like new eras with like the World Series champs on the side, which that one was what I was trying to get. Yeah, it was fun. It was just the camaraderie, like the spirit of Houston was so high.
Dude, awesome. 2 million fucking people awesome. There?
Oh yeah, man. The parade. Yeah,
it's like double.
I wish I went, man.
I wanted to. I saw a patient, and this is me getting back from like a weekend trip and just like recovering, and I got up late. I was supposed to see someone at 10. I saw them at 11. By the time I got done, it was already like 12. I'm like, I can make it, but I don't want to like go through it. So I ended up going to. I was watching it on my iPad, and I went before that, or while I was watching it, I went to the Houston Chronicle to buy the newspapers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I've been trying to look up ways to like
frame it
for the, you know, like a future office or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Or my closet where I hide all my memorabilia. How do you say that?
Memorabilia?
Yeah. Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have my hanging Filipino flag on my door.
Classic.
I can't.
Olympia poster.
Did you see the new Olympia?
When I was doing the Have a Nice Day market, like the lady promoting it gave me a flyer for it, and I was like, "Is this a fucking sequel?" And she's like, "Oh my god, yeah, you know about it." And she was like, "Yeah, you didn't have to watch the first one to understand what's going on in this one." I'm like, oh, "Okay,
you didn't have to."
No, she said, "Yeah, okay,
yeah, for sure."
You know, it's one thing I was bummed about though about the parade. That they didn't have like a stage set up where they like give speeches and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
They had that in 2017. I went to the one in 2017, and
I think what they wanted to avoid is like a big crowd. If you can, like a big, like all in like one place crowd.
I guess, but I feel like that's so like, that's a classic part of a parade is having, and then having everybody drunk and give drunken speeches and shit. Like
they weren't even like hella drinking. They probably like all hungover,
probably. But yeah. Now that we have that done, we mentioned this 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay,
a macro calculator for our bodies.
Mm.
We were hesitant to list.
Excuse me?
The amount. Of protein that each of our bodies technically need. So I'm pulling up a macro calculator. All right, I'll go first. Here we go. Age.
This is a lot of personal
21.
21.
Male,
21.
I am
21.
Can you do something for me?
21. Can you
talk I tell to all my friends you're 5'10. For me?
So I'm 5'9 and a half.
Okay.
So put 5'10.
All right. I'm a 5'10. Wait, this is painful.
21.
22 plus zero. Can you do some? Yeah, I exercise.
There you go. Put that moderate for me.
All right. My goal is definitely not maintained. We'll say weight loss.
There you go.
All right. So my goal is to lose. So I'm 30, I'm 5'10, 220 pounds, work out 4 to 5 times a week.
Nice.
My goal is to lose 1 pound a week. Should be eating 145 grams of protein, 317 grams of carbs per day, which includes sugar, 68 grams of fat, less than 63 grams of sugar per day. And total calories, 2,377.
What? How do you?
That's a balance. That's a balanced.
Oh.
If I wanted to go high protein, 203.
Shit.
fuck? Holy shit, yeah, bro.
Yeah. So balanced. Yeah, so like I said, I need to be eating like, yeah. Oh, my range is 100 to 203. So I thought my range was like, I wanted to hit like 110 to 150. So I was sort of on the money, but hitting that shit is hard, bro.
Yeah, man.
God, and just to bring it back to what we were talking about, Ryan, you were like, there's no way you should be eating 100. I should apparently be eating 145.
Wow.
You were like, yeah. 60 sounds right.
Goddamn, bro. Maybe my weight.
Maybe yours is 60. All right, let's see.
All right.
Age, Ryan.
Damn.
You could whisper if you
want. Dude, I'm about to be 33 next year, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's Jesus age, baby.
Jesus age. I remember somebody told me, when you go to heaven, you're going to look like you were at 33. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to get fucking stupid ripped.
All right.
I got 3 years to get it right. Height, 5'2".
Weight, 158.
Or moderate
no,
activity?
Low.
Light?
Little to no exercise.
Really? I thought you've been lifting and shit.
Dude, with school?
Let's
do one time a week, okay?
Yeah, one time a week. Okay, lose a pound?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. 99 grams of protein. Okay. 217 grams of carbs. 46 grams of fat. Less than 43 grams of sugar. Do you have more sugar? You can get more sugar than me? That's rude. And then food total calories per day, 1,626.
Wait, that's actually a little less than I thought. That was like, had to sit at like, oh, this is for losing.
You want to lose 1 pound?
Yeah,
per
I thought
week.
Maintaining. I think that's like.
18, you want to see maintain?
1,800. Yes, do maintain.
Or do you want to do weight gain?
No.
Then you need 130 grams of protein. And then 2,126 calories per day.
Damn. That's only like one double cheeseburger. That's like a Whataburger double cheeseburger meal.
The calories?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, that's like your entire.
Oh yeah, like a all time favorite sandwich.
Yeah,
for real.
Gonna
like
run, meal
is gonna just the sandwich alone is gonna run you 600 to 800.
Oh yeah. Just a sandwich is 600 to 800.
Damn, bro.
Yep.
All right,
I want.
Chris.
I crave one nonstop.
All-time favorite?
I just want to eat fast food every day. Like,
it's so easy.
I know.
It's so
too easy.
Well, if you do it, man, you just can't stop. Just when you eat fast food, you just got to want to eat more.
You're not the same height as Ryan?
No.
What?
I'm a little shorter. That's how it's always been, Ryan.
Nothing has changed.
I literally just weighed myself today. I started exercising like last week, and I do about 4 to 5 times. So should I? But if it was just last week,
doesn't matter.
Nah,
oh, okay.
Put that in there.
We're trying to lose
weight. Trying extreme weight loss. I'm trying to sweat for this.
Wait, you
want to
do extreme weight loss?
I want to see both.
Okay, well,
let's
we'll do
1 pound per week.
We'll do 1 pound per week. 107. Yeah, 107 grams of protein per day.
God,
there you go.
In what world?
Carbs, you want 235 grams of carbs per day, 50 grams of fat, less than 47 grams of sugar.
Okay.
Total calories per day, 1762.
God, but it's like carbs and sugar are like carbs. Oh, okay. That's so I guess like direct sugar?
I guess so.
Okay. Interesting. All right, let's see
like on the back of labels, it'll be like list the sugar.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's like one serving of Cafe Soudal.
I know, dude.
Dude, yeah, the Cafe Soudal was like 38 grams of sugar per serving.
Fucking,
But if you make your own Cafe Soudal, you can control the amount of
sugar. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, I like meal prepped last week.
Hell yeah.
For chicken, like doing chicken stuff. It was fun.
Yeah.
Made a delicious, like, I don't know what the right word would be, but like, I just made like a bowl of like a chicken mixture. It was like a fucking
like grilled chicken?
Yeah, like a grilled chicken, but it had like yogurt and like tomato sauce and like it made like a chipotle, not chipotle, but like kind of like a Mexican mixture thing. And I just, you know, divide it into tacos every day.
That's what my meal is this week.
It's delicious.
Yeah, that's what my meal is this week, actually.
Yeah, it was cool because I actually craved it. Like, that was how good it was.
Damn.
And I was like, hell yeah, I could do this. I can fucking do this.
Because we had some leftover tortillas from the weekend.
There you go.
And then, what do you call it? I think we sous-vide some chicken, yeah.
Mm, nice.
And then we threw that chicken in the mixer.
Mm-hmm,
It's a hacker.
Yeah, yeah.
A hack. And then, fuck it.
Yeah, so shredded chicken?
Shredded chicken.
Yeah. Nice, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, no, it wasn't in the sous-vide. We put in the pressure cooker.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice. So you got some crunch on it then?
Not too much.
Because I just know pressure cookers where they put lechon, right? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Do they? I thought it was like a rotisserie thing. It's like they just slow spin it over flames.
Maybe. I was thinking like the, you know, just like a...
Maybe you think of air fryer.
Maybe. The turbo.
Turbo.
Oh.
Dude, I've asked myself, what's the difference between turbo...
We talked about it.
Yeah.
On our air fryer episode.
All right, let's see what this extreme weight loss looks like.
Oh, where'd it go?
1,200 calories a day. Dun, dun, dun.
It's impossible.
You can't do it. Oh, no. It's just saying you can't lose 2 pounds.
Oh. Oh,
it just says, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You please consult a doctor.
They don't want to get sued.
That's hilarious.
Why even have the option?
Right? So yeah. I'm just going to fucking...
Half all of that.
Yeah, half all of it.
Well, here's the math way to do it. So you take what you do is you take a picture of this and then find the difference between that and your one and then multiply that difference by 2. And then that would be how to lose 2 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Go to the other one, the mild one. We're getting healthy, fucking shoddies.
We're doing it, guys.
It's happening.
Yeah. Awesome. That was a fun game.
What was mine?
I got you, brother.
We'll find out.
I got you, brother. Straight up said you're too old to have extreme weight loss. I'll take a picture of that, Ry.
This is for what? Weight loss?
This is to lose 1 pound a week. All right, guys.
Is it a pound of what?
You know.
Is it a pound of fat? Visceral fat? Subcutaneous
fat? I was, when I did F45 and I was working out 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 weeks, actually, it was an 8-week challenge.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 weeks, I went from 158 to 142.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were losing stupid weight.
But then whenever I did my, looking at my numbers, she said, you're not getting nearly enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for our eyes only. Some body checks.
What?
I was just looking at it today, trying to get inspired as I ate my double cheeseburger.
I feel that, dog.
Dude, my fucking F45 went crazy. I lost I had already started losing weight because of Weight Watchers like a few months before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I was on Weight Watchers, I was losing like 5 to 3 pounds a week. I was plus F45. I think when I started Weight Watchers, I was like 220, what I am now. And then I was doing Weight Watchers for like probably like 3 months. And then 3 months of that, I started doing F45 for like 2 months
mm-hmm.
while doing Weight Watchers. And I was like 190.
Damn.
Yeah. So
that's lit.
I want to get back to that life, dude.
It's tough.
It's okay. Tough as
this fun. Is me.
Let's go.
Okay. 158, where I was right now.
Okay.
And then I think I went down to like 140.
Jeez.
140.
You got the Dorito going, brother.
Wow. Look at you.
I went to 140. This is 142 here.
This is F45 time?
That's lit.
Yeah, this is at 2 weeks. And at 4 weeks, I started to like cut a little bit.
Brother, looking skinny.
This is like 140.
Were you dieting at all or pure F45?
I was dieting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then like this is it starts the muscles.
Let's go abs, brother.
Wow.
So.
Damn, the results are there.
This
the
is
proof is in the pudding.
This is 6 weeks. And after once COVID hit, like it threw me off.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Everybody. It really threw me off.
Yeah.
I truly got destroyed. Yes. I was on a path. I was on a war path, brother. Yeah.
But this way is very like, this way is, it wasn't sustainable.
It's not sustainable unless you like, unless you like that.
There's only like one person that I know who's currently like working out like consistently, but still eating like fairly regular regular things, you mm-hmm. know? Like this is like me, like cold turkey, like
I have chicken broccoli.
Yeah, only, like yeah. Like very like plain Jane, and I wasn't getting enough protein. I was probably like if I would have eaten my protein, I would have like
filled, got
yeah,
jacked.
Yeah. But my goal here was just to fucking like
shed pounds.
Yeah, look at the scale and look better, you know?
Right, right.
It is what it is. I still look at the scale and then I look at myself and then I cry.
Cycle of life. Yeah.
Yeah. You and every single one of us, brother. Oh, man. God. Dude.
It's 6 weeks, though. Didn't you think about that? If you just, like, fucking buckle down and just yeah, handle, yeah. Like, handle your shit.
Dude, I was doing Weight Watchers for, yeah, like 5 to 6 months.
With Weight Watchers, though, do you think you got that recommended amount of protein?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there are chances for me to get that, but it'd just be, like, an ass ton of, like eggs, like because mm-hmm. Weight Watchers does like a point system.
Yeah, yeah,
it doesn't count the calories or whatever. Like it takes all the macros and then converts it into whatever their point system is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like certain foods are just 0 points, so it doesn't matter how many you eat.
Right.
So I would like I think chicken breast and eggs were zero. Mm. So I could just eat as much chicken breast.
Oh, because yeah, it's probably saying like, yeah, eat as much because it's fucking protein.
Oh,
yeah.
And during this time, I wasn't drinking. And I think that's what contributes to a lot of my right now. Is like my diet is just complete shit. For sure, 100%. I think if I kept up with a healthy diet, I wouldn't. I think I would be less in weight, but still look a little bit like unathletic looking.
Mm. Man, yeah. Nancy was telling me about like this one, like doctor that is like a nutritionist or something for Kendall Jenner, and then from there, like he does a bunch of celebrities. But essentially, he was like, I don't believe in moderation. Pretty much one drink or like one blah blah blah. I already see like the effects. So it's like
God,
moderation is
miserable.
Yeah. That's what I was like. Well, moderation is still a thing because you can't go from, you can't just like all the time. You're going to fucking kidney fail or liver fail. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. But I was just crazy. He was like, because he does like brain studies and stuff. He was like, yeah, just one drop of alcohol, I can already see the difference in your brain. I'm like, we've dedicated 2 years of our lives.
I do. I told myself, I was like, man, this month I'm not like
wilding out.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, it's like I went to a concert the other day, and last night, and he was like, wristband for drinks. I was like, no. Like, this month, like, the only time I'll drink is like on the podcast, and that's like barely anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had 3 shots today, half. Probably like 2/3 of it was Sprite.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just giving myself a break, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, our first year on this pod, we were truly
in a sunken place.
Especially COVID. We had nowhere to go.
God damn.
Probably healthier than
We were taking 20 shots, bro.
We were healthier
than
that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, now we've been to the doctor, we've seen the LDLs, we're like, this is not a sustainable path for success.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
All right, well, we know the macros. We have all we need. We just need the discipline. Yeah. But, it sounds like the wedding diet has begun, my friend.
Oh, yep. Yeah. It's a real deal, man. Like, it changes you.
I'm excited. Yeah.
I'm excited to take pictures, bro. Let's see the transformation.
Yeah, we'll do it.
It always feels shitty, I'll admit, like taking that first photo, because you're like, oh man, no one, I don't want to see this. Even like, but it makes a huge difference, for, you know, at the end of the day when you see it, because just day to day, you're like, I look the same.
Right. Yeah.
But then that fucking day one photo hits, you're like, oh, I've been putting in work.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge difference. So it's cool to see.
I think it may be every like 10 days, take a picture. Maybe that's enough to see like progress.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, man. All right. Health. So, yeah, health. That being said, recommendations, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's my recommendation. Take your friends, fuck all this hell shit you're talking about. Every Tuesday, go to two bars and call it Two Bar Tuesday.
Two Bar Tuesdays, bro. Where'd y'all go this week?
This week, we went to...
And when are you starting the goddamn fucking blog, TikTok?
Oh, man. Well, okay, so this week was kind of shit for me because I had a really intense headache that I just could not shake, and... It sucked. Okay, so the first place we went to was 93 Till. Place is awesome.
That's like a restaurant too, right? They have like legit food.
I don't know if it's legit. Well, like it's expensive and it shouldn't be that expensive.
Oh, that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. But the vibes of that place, totally up my alley. I loved all that shit. They have like vinyl records on the floor. Vinyl records like all over the wall. They play vinyl as like their, you know, store music. Drinks weren't the best I've ever had, but just for me, the vibes there were just like 10 out of 10. We had a tempura squash and shishito peppers.
That sounds good.
It was good, yeah. But I mean, like, you know, if you're hungry, I don't recommend going there.
Okay.
Which I was. And then we were supposed to go to Idle Hands and the Montrose Collective, but they were fucking closed. Even though their Google thing said that they were open.
Sick.
And now we got there and like,
points docked.
Yeah. Honestly. So then we just ended up at Postino. Just down the street. We were just chilling there. Had some wine. They all had some wine. I didn't drink because my head was fucking killing me. But yeah. That was yesterday. But yeah, something will come up for sure next time. I need to like maybe... plan out the content for it because there's so much backlogged, which I think is pretty good because then you have content already for about a month that I could put out. Of course, you know, drink responsibly or whatever, but you know, for us, Two Bar Tuesdays was a good way for us to, explore all the bars we haven't been to and then show my cousin who was born here and stuff, or actually was born in New Jersey, but he was raised here, but like wasn't around like
during his adult.
Yeah, during his adult time. So like we're showing him all the cool bars and stuff now.
Nice.
Just a good way for us to get out and like, you know, for us to hang out during the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Two Bar Tuesdays. Keep on lookout for that page coming out here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Have y'all been to Idle Hands?
I don't think so.
I've seen it. I haven't been.
Okay.
What area is it?
It's in the Montrose like Collective area. It's like right next to Uchi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to that Montrose Collective area at all.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I think that's where our Jalen Green lives, around that area.
Yeah. That's why he had pictures like on.
Oh, yeah. When he was just out and about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's another like, the Montrose, like you ever see that Montrose like, I guess like night market or street market? That's like where Half Price Books used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Right across the street from like Adam and Eve or whatever.
Yeah. What are they doing in that area?
I don't know, but they've just been doing, I don't know if it's like weekly or monthly night markets, but we went to one after we did an event, and there's this food truck called Yummy Chicken. That truck's pretty damn solid.
Chicken sandwiches?
It's like hot chicken, but it's more like dry rub stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It's like all which was like surprising to me because I expected it to be really dry, but it was like the chicken was so juicy. Yeah. 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 Shut up now.
I want to recommend like a TV show or something, or but literally it's been nothing but like football and baseball because the World Series and because football is football. Like I'm even behind on
wrestling.
I'm behind on wrestling. I'm behind on fucking watching what is it? Bachelor in Paradise with with Nancy. And I'm up to date on Abbott, but I've already recommended Abbott Elementary. Mm. So I'm like, damn, this
House of Dragon.
I haven't seen a single episode.
Have you been watching it?
Did you finish the first season?
I finished first season.
Oh, nice.
How'd you think of the ending?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay.
I heard it was actually pretty good.
Oh, it's a good season.
Nice.
Yeah. It's just if you can imagine how long consecutive season TV shows go, you know, like the development from season 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 XYZ, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think they're in a good place.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. I don't know.
Too bad I have to wait a whole year to watch season 2.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh wait, did you finish Peaky Blinders?
I didn't because I started to watch the last season of Game of Thrones again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't. Why the last season?
Oh, not the second to last season.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where things start to like fucking go down, all the fighting and stuff.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yeah, so Nancy and I had set up our ofrenda for the first time. And it feels good to do that.
It's very cool.
Especially after, you know, I mean, we've been wanting to do one since I'm sure she's been wanting to do one, you know, probably longer than this. But for me personally, I've been wanting to do one ever since I watched Coco. I was like, oh my God, like watching that guitar guy sifting through existence, like dust off like Avengers.
Oh,
because
yeah,
no
yeah.
one remembered him anymore. I was like, holy fuck, that's owned it.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to do one since then. And we finally had all this stuff put together.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So we did it together for the first time.
I love the Class A Zool bottles.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to put like snacks and stuff they would like. I'm pretty sure all the men on both sides of our family like alcohol. So then in the bowls under Zelly, there's some like cookies and chicharron.
Oh.
And yeah, it's cool. It feels nice to put together, a little therapeutic. And you know, you get excited to not to add people, but like, you know, we kind of just put like our grandparents and stuff. And then next year, we'll probably put like more uncles and stuff. And that didn't make the cut for our first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we kind of just scrambled by and put it all together last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we have all like the initial stuff for it, next year we could spend more time, you know, getting more distant relatives, giving them representation and stuff too. So,
right on.
Yeah. I think it's something nice to put together, you know, seeing pictures really helps bring back memories and makes you think of their descendants and stuff like that. It's cool. Think it's about
beautiful.
Your cousins.
Beautiful.
I like that, bro. That's a good one. That's your,
that's my rec
to set up
a friend.
A friend.
Yeah. So if you don't know what that is, I mean, you could Google it, of course, but you know, description, it's, you put like pictures of all your deceased loved ones, and you know, you could put decorations around it, and you want to put snacks, things that they enjoyed in the life for them to eat during the Day of the Dead, or if you're Catholic, All Souls Day.
There you go. I like that a lot.
Word. Yeah.
I guess my recommendation would be Hot Pot.
Hot pockets? Ooh.
No, hot pot.
Oh, hot pot.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got one you went recently? Recommend?
I went to one recently.
You go to Shabu Squared?
That place is delicious.
Shabu
that place
what?
Is so fucking good. Shabu Squared?
We went to the one we went to before in Bel Air.
Shabu Zone?
Yeah.
I love that place.
I love
too.
Shabu Zone.
We went to Shabu Zone. We actually went on Sunday.
Nice.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, we went on Sunday, and we've been craving it for a while. We were thinking about doing Nikki's birthday dinner there, or birthday lunch, but we ended up getting dim sum.
Nice.
Family, you know. And we got back from our long and trip, and we're like, you know what? We can either take it easy or just continue the train.
Yep.
And your boy went, why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not Shabu Zone?
Why not Shabu Zone on a Sunday, you know, after a long trip of eating anything you want? Just why not?
Let's eat all I can.
the finale.
We didn't have dinner prepared. And, you know, it got to the point where, like, we can either stay home or go. And I was like, get ready.
We're going.
Dude, that's awesome.
Dude, I love hot pot.
Hot pot is so good. Where, like, you just, like, get the thin meats that cook in like fucking like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and just
fucking slurp up those noodles.
Yeah,
I didn't get any noodles. You know,
I fuck with those noodles. I know it's filler, and I know you're supposed to eat nothing but meat.
No, you're actually you are, but then also like they say don't get the seafood because it fills you up.
Oh really? Wow.
And I on my second bowl, my first bowl, I got just the veggies. I didn't get noodles, and then I got the meat going in.
Mm-hmm.
I had hella veggies and everything. And then the second bowl, I was like, you know what? I saw Nick with some seafood, some clams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got one to eat, and I got a couple shrimps.
you naughty boy. You naughty boy.
And then
you wash it down with some Raisinets.
I wash it down with a free ice cream scoop of yourself.
Ooh, oh, shit. Dude. God damn, I want to go now.
Yeah, I want to go to Shabu Square.
That sounds awesome.
Have you been to Shabu Square, though?
No, I don't even know what it is.
You should go.
It's like the highest quality for the highest price.
Oh, okay.
It's expensive, fucking but they have happy hours.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, say less.
They have happy hours where it's way cheap, like a really good deal.
It's all you can eat?
No.
No, so this one is like how Korea House first was, where it was like you have to buy the meat, but it's like super high quality.
There's the OG one that we went before. It's like off Richmond or something, or Westheimer.
It was like Mongolian hot pot.
No. It's another shop.
The Happy Lamb or whatever?
That was the first place you went to. But I think they changed ownership, but it's still hot pot.
Yeah.
It's something else now, right?
Yeah. I think it's Mongolian hot pot now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember going here with Ray. Maybe it is Happy Lamb.
So that first time I had it, I wasn't super impressed with hot pot.
Right, yeah, me too.
And then when we went to Shabu Zone and we got our own individual, and I was like, oh.
100%.
It is on.
This is it. 32, that's where 32 plates came from.
Dude, oh, yes.
Yeah. Fuck, man, yeah.
That Shabu is so Zone is good.
It's the fucking best.
That's my recommendation. If you haven't had hot pot, man, it's an experience. We were talking, like, you know what? My parents don't eat out. The range of food is if you take them out somewhere to eat, they'll go there again, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, we took them out to this place, Our House.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, oh, we went to Our House today. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I took them out to another place. Oh, we stopped by here, you know? It's so we were thinking, like, you know what? Like, I think they would like it. They're not big eaters, so we might have to, like, go through that lunch meal.
Okay,
know?
Yes, so you get to.
Yeah, a little less price.
Right,
but,
right.
You know? But I think they'll enjoy that.
Nice.
So I was like, man, this shit goes hard. Like, I can eat that like several times in a week.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so thin.
Speaking of eating with parents, I recently brought Cabo Bob's and had lunch with my parents during one of my work from home days.
Nice.
They were like, this is so fucking good. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Nice.
So
they're pretty picky, especially if they know the price. But like I
did not disclose.
Yeah, I didn't disclose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Cabo Bob's is expensive, but like
that's the would you
y'all know
the
my
fish,
parents?
Right?
Yeah, just fish tacos.
Yeah.
But you know, my parents would rather just eat like the cheapest shit possible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom, who is usually never very outspoken about food, was like, I love this. This is so good.
Oh.
And I was like, yes.
Good.
A winner.
Nice. Good job.
Good job. Good job.
But yeah. I guess that's it for this episode.
Yep.
We got it done. That's
got
one for
done.
The books.
GG.
Thank you.
On to the next one.
Shotties, for listening to this episode. Thank you, Cultivate Fam, for
supporting what number
us.
Episode is this?
This is 110. Technically, actually, This is our season finale. this is episode 26 of season 4. This is technically
season finale.
We didn't plan it.
Got him.
I don't know if this is the official.
Yo, World Series season finale?
Yeah.
It was the end of the show, actually. Series finale. But yeah, we'll probably plan a better actual finale.
Last episode.
Yeah. I didn't realize until like today when we were about to record, I was like, oh.
Shit.
This is actually 25 and 26 today.
Wow.
We'll plan one. Maybe we'll take a little break after this, do a live show. Who knows? Or just not do a live show. Who knows? But yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is 110 episodes of Shots and Thoughts so far.
Wow.
Crazy to think about.
Thank you, Shotties.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you.
We'll see you next week.